Before declaring victory at an Oshkosh hotel last night, Johnson accepted congratulations from his two opponents, Milwaukee plumber Stephen Finn and Watertown businessman Dave Westlake. He told a crowd of about 200 supporters that he'll hold a unity breakfast with Westlake on Thursday.
So we can continue our mutual effort to help Senator Russ Feingold retire this fall.
Johnson says one of his top priorities if he wins in November will be to work to repeal the Federal Health Care Reform Act, which he calls the greatest single assault on America's freedom in his lifetime.
The result will be rationing, lower quality care, and an end to medical innovation.
That message rings true for Terry Spanbauer. She works as a nurse in Oshkosh. She says Johnson's position on health care is one of the main reasons she wants to send him to the U.S. Senate.
The government just isn't doing a good job with health care. You know, doctors are not happy. They're not providing the care that they can. They've stopped taking patients because reimbursements are so low. So when he says the quality of care is going to go down, I believe it is going to go down.
Other supporters at last night's victory party praised Johnson's business and accounting skills that they believe he'll use to help create jobs. Recent polls show Johnson running neck and neck with Feingold among likely voters in the November election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.